Keeping his trailing umbilical clear of the deck, he looked down to see where a large white circle had been painted on the scuffed metal. His name was written in chalk next to it, where the name of a previous battle brother had been hastily scratched away. So was each member of Squad Cassander assigned a place beneath one of the drop rails above their heads, with seven jump packs hanging ready in the cradles, facing each other in pairs. Esau glanced at the three empty spaces and the disconnected fuel lines that dangled limply over them. Their names had been obliterated too. Behind the Storm Eagle, klaxons signaled the readiness of the two Thunderhawks to depart, the whine of their engines growing louder as they traversed the launch rails. Cassander opened a vox channel for Quintos and his warriors.
Emperor, speed you, brothers. Do not look back.
Brother Galerius narrowed his eyes.
Theirs is the easier task, but ours is the more noble.
Other members of the assault squad murmured their agreement. Tolliver and Christos, both Southern-born, and Kenai from distant Beremin. As ever, the dour-faced veteran Sorgan said nothing, staring absently into the empty pack cradle opposite him, lost in his own thoughts. Status lights flashed green, and the drop rails descended, the packs guided down over the squad's shoulders by the armory serfs. Something was out of place, and the lights turned red as the rails withdrew again. Esau shifted from foot to foot, anxious to be underway. He could see his sword and helm ready on the arming frame before them. Cassander called out over the roar of the Thunderhawk's engines as they powered out through the atmospheric field.
Haste, honored servants! The world below us will be long devoured by the Kraken ere we launch!
Two serfs scrambled up to the hanging rails and heaved Sorgan's pack back and forth in its cradle until some unseen connection was made true and the lights switched back to green. The warrior didn't seem to notice, not even reacting until it was lowered onto his waiting back. Each of them attended by two serfs in a rehearsed series of arming checks. The jump packs interfaced with Squad Cassander's battle plate, and their umbilicals were disconnected as suit power switched to the turbofanned micro-reactors. Esau felt a tremor in his armor's servos, and then the weight of his heavy limbs dropped away to almost nothing. He looked up to see Tolliver's helmet being fastened into place, the mismatched eye lenses flickering to life as the inbuilt auto-senses took over. Then he caught Galerius's gaze, and they shared a nod of respect as their armorers stepped up. The older warrior's helm was a Mark IV, crowned with the laurels of a Sotharan champion. Far more impressive than Esau's own reclaimed cast-off that was pulled over his brow with a snap hiss of pressurization. His chainsword was thrust into the sheath clasp at his hip, though he could not see by whom. With his head locked forward in the jump pack harness, he felt his greaves being maglocked into the cradle runner as the drop safeties were engaged. The sergeant's ident rune flickered onto the squad display inside Esau's visor.
Squad Cassander, all readouts confirmed for rail loading. Be the blade, brothers! Pilot, we are ready.
Cassander confirmed. Initiating loading sequence.
The deck seemed to fall away from their boots as the rails were hoisted back into place, and then tilted madly as each cradle rotated 90 degrees up and around, dragging the Space Marines into a face-down dangle from their pack harnesses. It felt undignified, but it was the quickest and most efficient way to deploy a full assault squad from the air. Even so, Esau felt like a bolt round about to be chambered. The drop rails slid inside the gunship hold with a squeal of gears. The sounds of the hangar receded as the hydraulic ramp closed behind them, the Storm Eagle's engine cycling up. A single amber beacon lamp whirled in the cramped space.
Atreides Axel, assault wing ready. Escort flights Talon 1, Talon 2. Trap for launch. Mark, clear. Switching to maneuvering thrusters.
Esau took a steadying breath as the gunship lifted off. All he could see was the floor of the hold close beneath him, and the soles of Christos's maglocked boots in the next cradle along. The engine note rose sharply, inertia tugging at their harnesses.
Accelerating to combat speed, escort flight inbound.
Then they breached the atmospheric field and raced into the void beyond.